moving on to Kansas. We're excited about playing the 8th-ranked team in the country this Saturday. They're awfully good across the board and should present quite a challenge for our football team. So with that being said, I welcome any questions.
Let's talk about Joey Gans. We didn't have him on TV yesterday, but
yeah.
Just talk about having him as the starting quarterback and what he brings to this offense.
Well, like I said yesterday in the teleconference, we've got the utmost confidence in Joe's abilities and leadership to lead our team and to perform at a high level. He's gotten all the work and training and repetition that he needs to be successful in everything that we do. He's a great manager. He's a great field general. He's got all the abilities in the world, you know, to function effectively. So I'm excited about him on the field. And just going back to the Texas game and watching him play for the very short time that he was in the game, I think excites everybody. And I think we've got a lot of hope when you look at a player of that caliber that can come into the game and do the things that he did against Texas late in the game.
Given the situation you're in now with Gans, how beneficial would it have been to get him involved in some games when you guys faced those big deficits?
Well, the big thing is that I can't do anything about the past, and I think Joe is well aware of what our plan was, you know, throughout those games. So we don't look back in that respect. But again, we look forward to, you know, what he can do for our team. I think that's the big thing is, you know, he's been in games before. He's been trained. He's practiced. He knows the system. He knows how to execute all the throws and reads. So I'm very confident in his abilities, and I think it's well documented around here that he can do some other things as well. So we're excited about it. Very excited about it.
He seemed calm after the game. He seemed pretty
left-even keel. He is, JJ. He's the type of player that has great poise. He's a tough guy from Chicago, and he's not going to let a lot of things rattle him. You know, I don't get at him too much, even though he's a Cubs fan. You know, but being a Southsider and being a Cubs fan is a little different for me. I'm trying to understand that portion of it, those of you who know Chicago, but he's just an outstanding kid, and I think he's waited a long time for this opportunity, and I know that he's going to try to make the most out of every play and out of every practice rep that he gets this week in his preparation.
You let him run more in the pocket, compared to some of your other quarterbacks in the past. Do you have the freedom to take off and run?
Well, I think he naturally does that, Sean. He's going to be the type of player that's going to, you know, work the pocket. And if he has to, he'll escape and he'll make plays. I think we saw one scramble of his late in the game against Texas down in the red zone where he made a positive play with his feet. He has that ability. So we've always had plays in, you know, that move him around. So it's really no secret in that regard. You know, he does have mobility, and we try to feature that. And he does have a lot of other things that he does as well to complement his abilities.
Does the rest of the team have the same confidence as Joe as they did in Sam?
I believe so. There's no question in my mind. I look at our players, and they're very supportive of who's ever in that role. They've got confidence, and you know, you feel that during the course of the week when you're at practice. You see teammates encourage him, rally around him when he's getting his turn. You know, at running the second unit. You know, everybody's very supportive of him. So. Yeah, I tend to agree that a lot of guys are going to rally around Joe. I'd be disappointed if they didn't.
He seems to be the kind of guy that guys just migrate towards anyway.
And he is, because he's been here for 4 years, and he's, you know, kind of earned his spurs in that type of sense, and he's gained the respect of a lot of people around here. So by and large, he's a guy that you know, has really earned this spot and has earned this opportunity. And, you know, unfortunately, he competed hard in the spring with Sam, and he was unbelievable in the way that he handled himself throughout that entire competition. And then when the announcement came that Sam was the starter, you know, he handled his role with pure class. So I can't say enough great things about Joey, and again, we're excited, you know, to see him get this opportunity. But unfortunate that Sam got hurt and is not with us.
A lot of times when the starter goes down, you'll see a bunch of the other guys, you know, kind of rally around. I know they have to put a little bit of cross on it. Is that maybe a spark for the guy?
Yeah, I think so. I think that you know, because he's a different type of player. They're all different, and he brings a different dimension to the attack. So I think they're, by and large, players are looking at that as an opportunity to rally around a guy, you know, that's kind of a fan favorite and kind of a guy in the locker room that everybody really rallies around and enjoys being around. So yeah, I think that's a real valid point.
You can get a little bit of a game plan edge, or when you bring the quarterback in against the defense like Kansas, that maybe they don't know what to expect.
Well, you know, there's not going to be much variation from the system, you know, aside from what we do. So we'll add some things, but I don't think that's really going to shock them or surprise them. They've seen a lot of different types of quarterbacks, so I don't think so. But I can't speak for Bill Young or any of those guys down there.
Bill, how do you handle the role of his backup, considering that Witt's still working on it?
Yeah, we're, you know, and I would surely and certainly wouldn't want to, you know, waste Patrick's redshirt, but we've had prepared him as the third quarterback throughout the season, and we're going to take a very close look at that. I think as we look at that closely this week, both he and Bo Davis will compete for the two spot, and we'll look at that and examine it and let him compete throughout the week, and we'll have a plan for that for game day. But, you know, Patrick was a guy that was the three, was in the three hole for this position. So we're going to continue to groom him and try to, you know, see how he looks this week compared to Bo, and we'll make that assessment later in the week and make a decision.
What kind of progress have you seen from Patrick throughout the season?
Good progress. The progress that you normally see out of a freshman, and it was great to have him here in the spring, so that he could be indoctrinated into what we were doing. And now that he's here, you know, was with us in training camp in fall, I think he's groomed a little bit more. It's hard to say because I've never seen him actually compete, you know, against top competition. Hasn't had that opportunity to get in there against Big 12 competition. So that's kind of a tough assessment for me right now. But I've got confidence in him. He's a smart young man. He's bright. He's quick on his feet. He's alert. He's again a guy that can manage the system and do well. And in the same sentence, in the same breath, Bo Davis can do the same types of things. So we've groomed these guys for some period of time. I'm talking about Joey and Bo. So I think that's a little bit of a luxury that most people don't have.
Yeah, of all your starters, Joe will have the most experience in your system of anyone you've ever had. How much of a benefit is that?
I think it's a great benefit. I think he, like I mentioned earlier when we were beginning to talk about Joe, he has a great understanding of what's expected of him. He has a great command of the system. His ability to see defenses and audible eyes and check and do the things that you want to do. From the sidelines or at the line of scrimmage, he can do very well. So we feel very good about, you know, his opportunity and very good about putting him in the game and taking control and command of this football team.
Will the communication between him and the sideline play-to-play be any different than it has been with Sam?
No, none whatsoever.
Can you talk about your situation at linebacker right now? How are you working?
Yeah, with Brandon Berg being out and Bo Rude and, of course, Blake Lawrence being questionable this week. What we've done is we've made a couple moves. We're going to take Tyler Wortman, and he'll play the Sam linebacker this week right now in practice until we get some further evaluation of Bo's and Blake's progress. And then we're also going to move Culbert up into a backup role position. And then our freshman, LaTravis Washington, will be a backup at the Sam linebacker at this time. So we've got some young players we're going to have to groom and get ready. But that doesn't change the mic position with Corey and Phillip, you know, sharing that role. And Steve at the will position, of course, with Culbert backing up. So that gives you kind of a breakdown of where we're at with the linebacking core.
Could McEwen have moved outside to Sam if necessary?
Well, we're going to keep him inside right now. We've looked at Wortman. Wortman's a solid player. He's a walk-on player from Grand Island. It's done an excellent job. He's played on special teams. He's been trained in that role, so we're going to, you know, put him in that spot. He played some last week against Texas as well, so we've got confidence in his abilities as well.
When you look at the backup quarterback situation again, do you play that decision a little differently, though, in game 10 versus game 2? I mean, as far as what do you burn that red shirt?
That's the tough question. I think you're right. I think that's where we're at. That is exactly where we're at. Because I wouldn't want to do that to the young man. But again, we're trying to, you know, win games and we're battling every day. So that is tough. That's why we're going to look at it in practice. I think it's only fair to say, Eric, that we look at it in practice and see where both those guys are at and look at their readiness and their preparedness and make a decision accordingly. Because the number two will get more reps. We're going to have to get more reps for all three of them this week. So that's a little bit of a juggling act in itself. Well, no question about that. And, you know, we're not pleased where the ranking is at. I think that'll be a question that's going to be asked about our defense. We're not pleased where we're at. We're disappointed, in fact. But to answer your question, I haven't seen as balanced an offense as Kansas's attack as I've seen. You know, they're well balanced, run and pass. They do an excellent job distributing the ball, running from the spread system, whether they're in four wides, three wides, two back, one back. They do an outstanding job. They got a great feel for what they're doing. A lot of confidence. They're very good. I think they're excellent in terms of the way that they're attacking people. And then they're complemented with an outstanding defense. And they're just having one of those years. It's a grand year for them. They've earned it. They deserve it, you know, and they're in a position right now to do a lot of great things. So we're going to go down there and give them our best shot. I was pleased with our effort at Texas. I wasn't pleased with the fact that we didn't win the game, but I was pleased with the effort. And if we can take that type of effort down there, I think it'll be a heck of a ball game.
You mentioned their defense. What is it that stands out to you?
Scoring defense, number one. They're second in the country in scoring defense, so they don't allow you to score. Their red zone defense is number one in the conference. Their rush defense is excellent. They're very sound and solid across the board. And the thing that sticks out to you, as you see their watch their defense and look at their statistics, is that they've got an excellent player on each level. McClinton, their defensive tackle, Talik, the corner, you know, their linebackers are all good players. So they complement each other very well, and they've been around for some time, so it's kind of all put together. I saw signs of that a year ago when we played them here early in the year. I knew they were a good football team. They had a lot of close games a year ago that they could have won and been in, but you know, for whatever reason, you know, they didn't finish it the way they wanted to. I know that, and they were 6-6 finishing the year. But I kept looking at Kansas as a team that was getting better. I like their skill. I like what they did with their roster. You can see them progressing. You can see them getting better. Same with Missouri. Both those teams, you know, I've stated many times in here that they were good, sound, solid football teams that were growing and developing, that were, you know, starting to emerge. And I think it's one of those years where, you know, scheduling and, of course, you know, what they did on the road in the last three out of 4 weeks has been incredible. You know, and that's what you got to do to win this division and to be in the championship game is win conference games on the road. And they've done that. And that's the thing that's most impressive to me.
Hey, Coach, can you break down the first game, how he looked on film?
Yeah, he has some really good plays, and then he had a couple plays that I think he would like to take back. But you know, the experience is invaluable for him. You know, he's been upbeat, positive about where he's at in his performance. I think there was one play, the sack that he gave up, you know, was the only real detrimental play of that particular game. But overall, he did a real nice job. I was really pleased with the way he protected. His run blocking was very solid. He's going to be an excellent player here. Well, it's disappointing. I think that, you know, when you're in the situation that we were in last week, we did everything we could, you know, to shut down Texas, and we changed, you know, the kind of the structure of what we were doing. We're more aggressive. We're pressuring more often, and really rolling the dice and trying to create more disruption-type plays. And when you get hit with a big run against the type of structure we were in, those are big plays. And I was concerned more going into the game about the ability to get beat in the air when we were in those zero blitzes and we're matched up man-to-man. I was very concerned that I was we were going to see the ball in the air more often, but they did a better job running the ball against those zero blitzes, and we didn't maintain contain and gap control on a couple of those plays, which led to big plays, and that was the fourth quarter finish for us. So if we can finish better in that particular area and continue to show improvement, I think that'll take care of itself futuristically. Well, I'm disappointed. No one's more disappointed than I am about that. It's a standard that, you know, that our defense. I know our coaches are just they're pretty much but besides themselves in that regard because of, you know, of the statistical production, the production on the field, the performance on the field. So there's no question we're disappointed about that.
You need to be a little bit more aggressive in play calling when you have the lead, like kind of close the door on it.
What plays are you referring to?
Well, this one you had the, you know, you're up with Texas in the second half. Mm-hmm. You feel you could have been a little bit more aggressive. I guess.
What's aggressive? Just define aggressive. I would say. You'd have to define it for me. What does that mean? Is it, were we not trying to be aggressive?
I guess from my standpoint, it seemed like a little conservative.
Well, what did that mean?
It's more runs, I guess.
More runs? I think we did. I think we had that. I think we had that type of instinct. I think that was. I think that was shown throughout the game that guys were that they poured their heart and soul into that game. And you know, I wouldn't say that they didn't. You know, some of the plays that we had, we didn't make a play on. You know, and it really comes down to making plays. So, you know. What you say is aggressive, and you say, you know, conservative run the ball, you can say, well, Texas was conservative run the football late in the game. So I think you got to be careful about what you're saying there in terms of attitude. I think the attitude was there. I thought the spirit was there. I thought the want to was there. We just didn't get it done. We didn't make those plays we needed to make to close it out. And that's really what it came down to. So I wouldn't get into the... what's conservative and what's not conservative. I would just really focus on, you know, we have to make some plays, and we were mixing it up. There was balance late in the game. We were trying to throw it. We were trying to do some things. So, you know, it's not that I take offense to your question. I just wanted to hear more of the definition of what you're trying to say.
So you talked about the emotional
I think this is something we can build on, and this is something that gives our team hope. As you watch that performance in Texas, yeah, we didn't close, but by gosh, the guys played hard. You know, they played physical, they ran to the ball. I thought they really, really, like I mentioned, put everything into the preparation, put everything into the performance that they possibly could. And with that being said, that's all you want from your team. That's all you ask of your team. I just want our kids to give us their very best, and I believe that they keep striving to do that. So that's what I'm encouraged about as a coach, and I see that on the field, and you see it on film. You see it, and you see it in their attitude. And I know they'll be encouraged again to go back on the road and try to upset Kansas this week.
Samson travel with you guys.
We haven't discussed it, and then most likely not. Last week was our senior trip where we could take over the 70 limit, but you know, we need everybody to play right now because we're moving guys up, as you see with injury. We're moving more guys up in the starting roles, and you know, so you're trying to, you know, also be smart about backups and special team roles as well. So again, that's another juggling act in itself, but I don't think we will. I mean, just preliminarily speaking, I don't think we will take him down there because that would take away from a number on the roster, and we're going to need everybody to win this game. I think he understands that better than anybody. Pardon me?
He's pretty broken by this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, he's a competitor. And, you know, just visiting with him, you could see it on his face and you could, you know, feel his emotion. You know, he's just, you know, he wants to help his football team. He's been great. You know, like I said yesterday, he's a classy kid, and he's a competitor, and he's a stand-up guy, and he's a guy's guy, and that's the best compliment I could give to Sam Keller. You know, and that he's going to do well in his future, and we're very appreciative of all of his efforts. What he did this year, I think he would have had a chance to do some things positively in terms of records numbers and all that stuff, but I think if you'd asked him, he'd rather win a game than have any of those other things.
What do you see for his football future?
I think he's got an outstanding shot to do some great things. Now, where they pick him, draft him, select him, that's up to a club's needs. But I think he's got a great opportunity to continue to develop and be a pro quarterback in the National Football League. I think he's got that type of talent, and he's got the arm to do that. And I think in time, as he's developed, you know, he'll make a fine quarterback for somebody.
As a former NFL coach, how much does an injury weight
Well, it just depends on what you're looking for and where you're picking and where you want to take a guy. I think, you know, injury-wise, a great thing about this is it's his non-throwing shoulder. So that's the real positive in that respect. And just going through the healing process to see how fast he comes around to where he's able to go back out and train and throw and work out for people, I think it'll be I think that'll be a major criteria. But if he doesn't, I think there's still teams that will definitely have a lot of interest in him. Okay, guys.
Bill, what do you see in the reason? Is he an underdog type of quarterback because he doesn't have that he's not a big, tall, strapping kid, or do you see him having major skills when you look at him on film?
I do. You know, for a young player, he's been exceptional. He made a throw against A&M where he moved left in the pocket. And I don't know if you've watched the player or even seen it, but if you get a chance to, it's an incredible play where he kind of karaoke's out of the pocket and he looks at a receiver down the field and he ropes a throw now. It's hot. It's coming in like a laser and it gets deflected off the receiver. I mean, it was one of those plays where it was like, wow, you know. I mean, it catches your attention. Then you watch him run the football, make the reads, you know, and then just function as a normal drop-back quarterback. He's very effective. I got a lot of respect for him. This guy is a competitor, and not only can he throw it, but he can run it. He can do it outside the pocket as well. So he's a different type of guy that we've seen in a while. He's going to be a challenge for our defense.
Bill, can you give your perspective on Kansas and having seen them for 3 years, the way that they've put their program together? They haven't necessarily
Well, I just think it's different than ours, and I've had that discussion with Mark, and you know, because I was curious to see those players come up, and he says, you know, we just take them when they're young, and they just continue to groom them and develop them, and when they become seniors, you know, they're looking for kind of an experienced team where they're senior laden and or junior and senior laden, and that's basically what he's looking for, and that's what he's trying to develop on a consistent basis. And I felt that way a couple of years ago when we went down there, and before the game, just visiting with them, I really thought they were a talented football team, especially on the defensive side, and they got us pretty good that day. But I just think they've done a nice job recruiting, and they did an excellent job with their systems of football, and they're very sound, they're very technique sound, fundamental oriented. They're a good football team. They give everybody a test whenever you play them. So I've got a lot of respect for what they've done and accomplished.
That's just because the team is different than yours.
A little bit different. I think, you know, we've gone, you know, we've added some junior college kids, you know, earlier. I mean, you take a look at our corner position, I think we've got 3 junior college corners. You know, you look at that. And players that can come in immediately and play and provide help, you know, and for whatever reason, but we just felt the necessity to bring guys in early, and really didn't feel like, you know, that we could bring a guy in at a young age and wait for a period of time to develop them, because, you know, you got to win right away. Okay, you bet.